This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
I do love it when the week ends and I actually get to do the job. That's been, you know. It don't take much to make me happy, though. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. A little heavy on the level there, wasn't I, Jason? But I got it back down in time. There used to be a time when I would, it was when I was a child. I mean, I have wised up. But when I was a child, I used to turn on television, and I remember never ever thinking, these guys are liars. I used to think that they were committed to seeking the truth. Anybody that wrote anything, anybody that was on TV, I just thought they were just the stuff. But nowadays, they're more interested in pushing the gun control agenda, which none of it is based on fact, and they don't want to look for any facts. So in the background, which we didn't see that much of, but I didn't look that much for it because I was a little too preoccupied with the fact that the leftist rhetoric has led to violence finally. There was a rush to identify the firearms used in the Alexandria, Virginia shooting at the baseball field. And I've got to say, they impressed me. It's pretty impressive how stupid they could be. Now, let's find out how many terms or names they came up with. And I need to warn you, if this was a drinking game with assault as the buzzword, we would all be drunk. From Jim Roberts, who works at New York City something or other, he said, gun using Congress attack was legally purchased SKS 7.62 assault style rifle like this one, showing a picture of an AK-47. Drink. Then Stephen Kutkowski says, that's not a picture of an SKS, Jim. That's a picture of an AK-47. And then somebody, put up a picture of an SKS. And somebody said, a 2-second Google search, dude. Seriously, not that hard. John Davis said that's an AK-47, not an SKS. Do you not have access to Google or books or a phone to call someone who has a clue? Michael Schwab, that gun in your picture is an AK-47, not the same. So rather than admit that he was wrong, Jimbo doubled down, sending a message to you gun experts who called him out. He said, you gun experts can quarrel all you like. Gun used in Scalise shooting was legally purchased assault rifle. Then Kimberly Morin comes in saying, just to help you educate yourself a little, she gives him a link to assault weapon info. Dana Lash gets out there because she feels like she has to. I'll save that another time. But she gets out there and she says, define assault weapon. Michael Dreyer, what does assault rifle mean?
Nick says, according to NYC Jim, long pointy stick that makes loud noise. So, two parties is a lie, tweets, assault weapon, meaningless propaganda. Assault style, meaningless propaganda. Assault rifle, full auto capable, not used. Stop lying. Then comes Paula Reed from CBS. Just in, initial report on the weapon used at the congressional baseball game is M4 assault rifle. I'd really like to know how an old guy from a home inspector from Illinois got his hands on an M4. I would love to have an M4. Then they come back at her. Official report in, it was a fully semi-automatic AR Bazooka Launcher 15. And then somebody comes out and says, oh my gosh, I've only read about those in alt-right 3% racist terrorist recruitment propaganda magazines. Somebody asks, so it was definitely an M4? It has burst function, it's not a semi-auto rifle, therefore not an assault rifle? Then CBS this morning did that and put up a picture of it, said it was an M4. Then somebody got out there and said, and this was on CNN, SKS rifle and 9mm recovered. So it's not like they don't have access to Google. Now, is it? I mean, listen, not every gun is an AR-15. Not every gun is an AK-47. Especially not every long gun. There's all manner of semi-automatic rifles out there that are legal to own in the United States today that have a box magazine on them. And they're not AKs. Now, they will attach that to a Steyr or a Uzi or a Walther or a CZ or an RPG. Now, if somebody has a 50 caliber sniper rifle, that's an anti-aircraft gun. One of those hunting rifles, one of those single-shot hunting rifles, becomes a long-range sniper rifle. A Russian car is an AK-47. I mean, really, come on. And here's the thing. I don't understand what difference does it make what they used. They committed a crime. Would it be nicer if they used one of those New York-compliant rifles? I saw somebody today in California. He had just purchased a California-compliant AR-15, it is the saddest thing I've ever seen in my life. You know, with the pistol grip is all, they heated it up, melted it up to make it look like a regular rifle stock and all that other stuff. It's just crazy. Just crazy. But in the rush to try to get you guys, get everybody out there all ginned up and all emotional, well, it's an AK-47. Or it's an M4, which nobody in the United States owns. Nobody in the United States legally owns an M4. So. But they go on and on. And when we, you know what, when we get back, we're going to talk about, I mean, it's getting worse. It is getting worse. And it's going to get worse. It's going to continue to get worse until, either the Democrats step up and say, listen, we are calling for calm, disregard everything we've said at this moment. These people are our colleagues. We just want to be in charge of everything. Until that moment, it's going to get worse. So we'll see where it goes. We'll try to figure out what we may or may not have to do, but we've got the first break coming up, and there's two people that got charged here recently with threats against politicians. We're becoming a banana republic, and it's all being pushed by the left. Of course, we can always push back and, you know, harvest bananas if that's what it comes down to it, but we will see, we will see. Everything's an AK-47. That just cracks me up, man. It just does. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
collection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back. This is where the clowns are going to be coming in. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection.
You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. What is it going to take for you leftists to understand that you can't threaten us and expect just to get away with it? Because now we're taking your threats deadly serious. We've seen your intention. We know you intend to do everything you say you're going to do, which is a really bad day in Baghdad for you when that moment presents itself. And then those of you that are stupid enough to put it on social media, why don't you just wave a banner out there saying, come get me? Like this pilgrim, Joseph Lynn Pickett. He's an Edwardsville, Illinois man. He's been arrested and charged with making threats to shoot President Donald Trump. According to the U.S. Secret Service, Special Agent Vincent Pesatelli, 45-year-old Joseph Lynn Pickett threatened to take the life of, to kidnap, and to inflict bodily harm on Trump via Facebook. Besides being an idiot, he threatened to do all of that. The Belleville News Democrat reported Pickett's social media post read, "Before I die, I want our president and Congress to sign a treaty to never side with Russia or any enemy of the United States of America. If one will, then that person deserves to be shot. And guess what, Trump? I'm waiting for the right time, and I know you're Putin's expletive. The Secret Service now has a heads up as to my plan to assassinate Trump. Let's see if they act." After the original post, he continued to comment because he's a fool, saying he was still waiting for the Secret Service to knock on his door and arrest him. "Honestly, am I really going to have to kill Trump before our fine government, the jackbooted thugs they are, actually takes me into custody for threatening to assassinate President Donald Trump? I mean, he sold our country to the Russians. He's a Benedict Arnold, but hey," the expletive deleted, "is our president, even though he needs a blade in his neck. And you, dumb expletive deleted, who stick up for him, who's going to protect you when someone like me comes to take you out?" Well, bring it. I'm taking your president, so, you know, you're talking about using a blade. Well, like Obama said, if you bring a knife, I'll bring a gun. Okay? He was charged June the 15th with threatening the president of the United States and is being held without bail. Police in Troy, Illinois were very familiar with Pickett, responding to his home 19 times between 1999 and 2007 for calls including suicide threats and aggravated assault. It almost sounds like he wanted to commit suicide by cop, doesn't it? How long do I have to keep on saying this before the Secret Service shows up? But like Billy Mays would say, wait, there's more. Then we move to Ohio, where this past Sunday, Ohio Republican Representative Steve Stivers received a threatening voicemail on his Hilliard District office's answering machine. The voicemail referenced the June 14th shooting, which left, you know, at the baseball field. According to a criminal complaint filed in Washington, D.C., 68-year-old E. Stanley Hoff left this voicemail. "I've seen the prayer y'all were saying at the baseball diamond. I think y'all better hit your knees and pray for the people that you're screwing up their lives. We're coming to get every expletive deleted one of you and your families. Maybe the next one taken down will be your daughter, huh, or your wife, or even you." On Wednesday, Hoff was charged with threatening to assault, kidnap, or murder a United States official. If convicted, he could face a 10-year prison sentence. The complaint also states Hoff has left five different threatening voicemails at this district office since February. Capitol Hill police contacted Hoff and asked him to stop making the threats, but he persisted. What? Then Assistant U.S. Attorney Kevin Kelly told the Columbus Dispatch, "We had to take it, the latest message, seriously, especially when he mentioned the baseball game. Hoff was determined by a judge to be a threat to the community, and his bail was therefore denied." Clowns on parade. One of the things that bugs me the most about this is that talk is cheap. With these guys, talk means everything, though. Everything. Sticks and stones and talk. And names can break your bones in liberal land. So, everything they say we have to take serious. But these guys, have been suffering this fool for a long time, Hoff. This other guy, you know. Listen, leftists. I know that you don't want to admit this to yourself. But most of the people on my side of the fence are studied up on that which you are so quick to go to. Now, maybe the politicians aren't, because they're cut from a different bolt of cloth. We actually do things in my land. We actually achieve something. We actually attain a skill set. And I don't care what you think or what you believe you're going to do. This is not the way the country is going to go down. This is not the way things are going to go. It is my hope that the authorities identify each and every one of you and put you where you never see the sunshine again. You are obviously... Let's think of how I would put this. You are stupid enough to be dangerous. You're stupid enough to hurt a bunch of people before something could be done simply because, you know, we can't preemptively strike you. That's not the way this game is played. And you think it is a game, and you think it is life and death, and you think it is the apocalypse. It is not the apocalypse, but you're knocking on the apocalypse's door. Because what waits for you in the way of self-defense is just something you can't fathom. Why would you do this in this country? Here's a better question. Why the hell did I put on a uniform and go defend you people? You can't even take your freedom and the freedom of others seriously. You can't take anything seriously. It's got to be your way or no way, right? I'm a little upset with myself for having ever taken the oath and gone places and done things now. But that's okay, because I came away with some things that may serve me yet again. I don't know. I certainly hope not. I should be sitting back wondering what I'm going to buy my grandchildren, but that's okay. Don't put it past me. Don't put it past anybody like me. When we get back, some more spotlight gaslighting on these Democrats. That's what they like the most, to be gaslit anyway. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Saddle coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Democrats. Does it occur to anybody out there that they want to disarm us and then they want to kill us? In you know, almost in the same paragraph. Are you drinking that in? You know, we have the Bernie Sanders supporter. One of the, you know, he's had more than one. He tried to kill people because their political beliefs differ from his. The New York Times came out and tried to make it about Sarah Palin, which they tried to make it about Sarah Palin 6 years ago, before they retracted that statement. And I believe their inadvertent confession. The Democrats' mouthpiece, the New York Times, wants to blame Republicans. They want to incite violence. They need to. But I've got a question. How did the free love generation morph into the kill everyone who disagrees with me mob? How did question authority turn into free speech is violence? How did the free speech fundamentalists turn conservative speech into violence and socialist violence into free speech? The how of the transformation is step by step. The why is explained by desperation. Short, they had to. Libertarians and small government conservatives remind the Democrats of their sins. the list of Democrat sins. Too large to hide, and violence is their only answer. With one exception, the 10 worst U.S. cities in which to live are all governed by Democrats. They have been for years and in some cases for decades. The most violent cities in the U.S. are run by Democrats. Democrat ideas are failure, and violence is their only answer. What are some of their policies that have failed? You can't tax and regulate industry and still have jobs. Without jobs, welfare is not a substitute for work. Unemployed men don't form married families, and single moms are not a substitute. Living in your mom's basement is not a substitute for life. The Democrats reached for more control and larger government as their ideas crumbled. And the party who can't tell men from women claims to tell us what the weather will be in the next century. Their policies have been failing while their personal fortunes have, they're just bulging. According to Democrat politicians, the purpose of government is to generate campaign contributions. And in that, they're wildly successful. And while they condemn Wall Street, Hillary Clinton raked in tens of millions of dollars in campaign contributions and speaking fees from financial institutions. She told us that big banks are evil, while her daughter, Chelsea, married an investment banker. The Democrats turn to violence because they're out of ideas. You, me, we are all racist. We're fascists. We're homophobic bigots. If we don't enthusiastically agree with the latest Democrat power grab, and everyone says it's allowable to punch a Nazi. Democrats are outraged that their religion of big government has failed. They've turned their disappointment outward. And that's why it's now politically approved for Democrats to shoot Republicans. Except that it isn't. And it never was. A long time ago, in 1984, I believed this was one country. I went out at the tender age of 22, going on 23, and I joined the military. I was nothing special. I did develop a skill set, like a lot of people do. I did my job. I did it better than average. I did my time and I got it. I did all of that so all of us, all of you who didn't hear that call, all of you that just wanted to stay home and do a job and all this other stuff, I did that so that there would be no combat in your front yard. I did that so there would be no tanks rolling down your streets. I did that so there would be no shelling or bombing happening in our neighborhoods. I would rather fight the war somewhere else than here. And I didn't care who I was defending because I believed we were all one America. And I guess that's what I get for being young and stupid. It turns out that these people now, and I'm almost certain in the 80s it wasn't as bad as it is now. But, I mean, here we are I joined the Army 33 years ago. So here we are 33 years later. And now you're turning to violence. Leftists. Not everybody's doing that, no. And not everybody on the left is doing that. There's a lot of people on the left that just want to have a job. And they just want to do some work, or they, you know, if you're living in Flint, Michigan, you want to have clean drinking water. A lot of people just want to have their life, and they don't want to be reminded of politics and government and everything else. They just want to exist in a vacuum, which is impossible because no matter how disinterested government you are in government, government is very interested in you and what you can provide them. So they've run things in various places a lot, and they failed everywhere they go. So now they're turning to violence. The time that I spent overseas preparing for some foreign boogeyman Now it turns out that I got to look inward. I'm not in charge of any veterans organization at all. But I can tell you without too many doubts that if you leftists roll up on a bunch of us thinking you're going to be violent, that's going to be bad. Because we see you as a threat to the country, to the Constitution. And we vowed to stop that. And now, at this moment in my life, because of the way everybody here is acting, I realize that the only thing that my military service served me with was to give me a perishable skill set that I'm now having to rekindle, because while nothing could happen in the 80s when we had the Cold War and the Soviet Union, it's beginning to look like it's going to happen right here with these people. So I wasted my time trying to save this country. I wasted my time trying to be a part of defending this country, because it's not from the outside that the issues are coming now. There's plenty of issues on the outside, but damn, we got to be in charge, and we want to be in charge, and we're going to take it. Whether you Republicans like it or not, whether you conservatives like it or not. Okay. I'm ashamed of my service to this country, but I will make it good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Purchase $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Yeah. The thing about Ammunition Depot is if they have it on their website, that means it is in stock, which a lot of places where you go to buy ammo, you'll order it, and then they'll let you know that they didn't have it in stock. That's never any fun at all. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming from an anti-gun rag, I'm not really sure how it is. I can just tell by looking at it that this is anti-gun. Simply because they don't know what they're talking about. We get people are increasingly buying more lethal guns and arming themselves for purposes of protection rather than for hunting or recreation, according to new research. I want to know what makes a gun more lethal. But, you know. It gets better. I'm giving this to you verbatim, so because I can't be this stupid. I don't know how to be this stupid. But where's this coming from? Which one of you pilgrims put this out? By a pilgrim named Douglas Main. This is all based on a study of gun manufacturing and sales from 1990 to 2015, published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. So there you go. And it says in this article that researchers show that the production of larger caliber handguns skyrocketed in this time period. They found that since 1994, the manufacture of 38 caliber guns rose 12-fold, while nearly 820,000 of the pistols produced in 2015. The manufacture of 9mm guns also increased 7-fold in this 15-year stretch, while those larger than 9mm jumped 150%. What are these larger caliber guns that we're talking about? 38 Special has been around forever. 9mm has been around forever. 45 has been around forever. Not actually forever, but for a good long time. This isn't something new. The study authors note that 3 million to 5 million firearms were produced each year from 1990 to 2005, but then grew exponentially from 3.2 to a peak of 10.3 in 2013.
The number has since come down a bit, but remains high with nearly 9 million firearms produced in 2015, the most recent year for which data were available. Now, here's some more incredulousness. This is exactly what they're saying. Not only are more people buying more deadly firearms, but these firearms, like the 38 caliber pistols, are often compact and easy to conceal. This is somebody that went to nothing but prep schools and has never been outside of New York City. Or something like that. Lead investigator for this, Michael Siegel, a physician and researcher at Boston University School of Public Health, says the data show that people are increasingly viewing guns as being primarily useful in self-defense rather than being chiefly used for hunting and recreation. Quoting him, the overall picture we're getting, there's an increasing acceptance among gun owners for the use of firearms, especially handguns, for self-defense. I'm still waiting for the punchline as to why this is bad. In the past, most gun owners report using guns mostly for sports and hunting. Well, I keep getting told I can't hunt a deer with this and hunt a deer with that. I'm not a hunter. I know a lot of people that are hunters, and I think if people want to hunt, they should. But that's not why I have guns. But they state in 2000, for example, polls show that 2/3 of gun owners report using them and owning them for these reasons. But in 2013, just over 1/3 said they own guns to hunt, while 60% said they own them to protect themselves. Well, you know what? Don't you guys want us all to move to big city metropolitan areas where you can run us? Don't you see that we see what's happening in the world today? Now, we do get this helpful little thing. The study helps explain why the gun debate is so fractious and controversial. Siegel says gun owners look to these weapons as a source of security and freedom, and public health practitioners need to recognize this reality. Anupam Jaina, a researcher and a physician at Harvard Medical School, who wasn't involved in the study, notes that while the study of shootings per capita has risen, deaths have stayed about level as medical care for gunshot wounds has improved. But then we go full-on gun grabber. Unfortunately for people who buy a gun for self-defense, purchasing a firearm significantly increases the likelihood that the buyer will be involved in a violent injury or death, especially by suicide, because of the voices. That's my part. They didn't write that. But if you're worried about your safety and you feel the need to buy a gun, this statistic, which applies to society as a whole, probably isn't going to be very persuasive, says Jaina. She says, I'm presuming it's a she or whoever it is. The difficulty is whether you look at it from an individual or societal level. As an individual who's worried and wants to do something to protect themselves, it doesn't matter what the overall statistics are. From their perspective, it would be rational, but if more people buy more guns, we know from the data that that's associated with higher levels of gun violence. What data? I've been hearing all about the data in this. This is the thing. Somebody gets out there and writes and says, yeah, I'm a doctor. I'm an MD with a PhD and an ABC and LMNOP and some other things, and you should just listen to me because I'm so damn smarter than you are. So damn much smarter. Of course, they end this little ditty with a pediatrics showing that shootings are now the third leading cause of death for children, and that an average of 5,790 children in the United States annually go to the emergency room for gun-related injuries. I get it. What I don't get is, once again, you don't know what you're talking about. What is a more lethal gun? See, let's just use assault weapons as a premise, shall we? You call an assault weapon a weapon that has a pistol grip, it has a telescopic stock, it might have an underlug for a bayonet, because God knows how many bayonet attacks are there happening in the United States now. Something's got to be done with that. Fix bayonets. All these little cosmetic things, the thing that goes over your shoulder and all that other nonsense. And yet, the barrel still exists on every rifle out there. So that means the barrel, if the barrel is unobstructed and is not demilled, then that means it's going to launch the round. And it might launch one at a time. It might have an internal magazine, a tube-fed magazine with 8 or 9 or 12, or it might have a box magazine. But one way or the other, that barrel means it's going to launch the round. And then when the round is launched, yeah, it's lethal. But I want to know what these new calibers are that are so... I want to know what these gigantic handgun calibers are. I've got a 10 millimeter. I've got a 45. I've got a few 9 millimeters. I want to know what the big one is. Is it the 88 Magnum? Like from Johnny Dangerously? Is that what it is? Or is that what we're talking about? You know, that goes through the... It'll go through a suit of armor and a tree and a school and the car outside, you know? What are you guys talking about? You shouldn't... I'm not going to state the obvious... But that kind of, this is the nonsense now. And for some reason, it's ramping up. And it's ramping up in the face of fact. I'm glad the doctors, I've got to reach out to Dr. Young and Dr. John Adeen and all these other guys. I got to get them back in here just so I can cleanse my palate. I've been around plenty of doctors. And there are some doctors that are superstars that do get a high degree of information and education. And then they use it, and they're constantly looking for new answers. They're constantly looking to educate themselves. And then I've seen a bunch of other guys that just seem to be looking at it and saying, well, I'm getting a copay for that. I need to schedule 5 appointments with you till I figure out whether or not that's ingrown or a hangnail. And it's just a money-making thing. You know what? Hour number 2 is coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.